Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Things that will help you with your small business on any category, any topic under the small business sun, you can find right there. Something to read, something to listen to, anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, anywhere in between. Just check it out and use it to your advantage. It's all free. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. And we have a different question every week we ask in our little poll there on the right side. So check that out. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Johnny Laurent is our guest. He's vice president and general manager of Sage's Employer Solutions, which is a division of Sage North America. And we're talking about return on employee investment, ROEI, the largest single check that you write. If you could write one check and that covered all of your payroll, all of the expenses to bring people in to go to work every day, it would be the largest check that you write. And for 99.9% of all businesses. So why don't we do a better job of getting a better return on that? And Johnny, you introduced us to this concept in the previous segment. Now talk to us a little bit about how we can be a little more sophisticated, a little more intentional, a little more prepared, and maybe even a little scientific about this. Talk to us about it.
Sure. It's really interesting. There are, as companies grow, larger companies, of course, they spend lots of money and put people, and they have departments that focus solely on this topic. But as a small business owner, it's much less on the top of our mind, because we're running the business. We're driving, and as you said, we wear multiple hats. We're doing a lot of different things.
And frankly, Johnny, you said it's not on the top of our mind. We don't want it on the top of our mind. This employee acquisition, this whole process is kind of an annoyance to most of us.
Well, of course, because it's not what we got into business to do.
We're not good at it. We're not trained.
Right. We got into business because we had a great idea, and we know how we're going to help people out there. To deal with employee issues, to deal with all of that stuff, is something that, like you said, annoyance. Maybe it's just not where our strong suit is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a couple of things that we can focus on that help us get to this point quicker. And I think the first thing is communication. We have to be able to and be willing to share our vision completely without hidden agendas with the people we bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I even do that when I owned my own small business, even today in a larger company. I do that in the interview process because I want to see the reaction of those individuals to what I'm doing. I don't care if it's good news or bad news. I'm giving them everything because it's not a dating game, Jim. I don't want them to be excited about seeing me and coming in and being my friend.
Right.
I want to make sure they're going to deliver for me.
What's an example of full disclosure that you would what would be an example of full disclosure?
Let's say you're having a problem. I'll just pick an area: marketing. That you're not doing a good job at it. That the messaging isn't getting out, or whatever. I'm not going to tell somebody that, everybody knows who we are. I'm going to give them the dirt.
So you're going to say something like, you know what, we've got great customers, they love us, but we need more of them. We're not doing a good job of getting new ones.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, we may even have made a mistake here and there, and I don't have the funds to do all these great things.
Right.
But I need somebody who's going to come in and help me innovate to do that so the future looks bright.
So you would talk about the things so if you're hiring a person to do for a certain area, you would point out to them the areas that you expect them to help you with.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because setting that expectation helps drive their performance down the road. It also helps me know that when I'm not focused on it, I've already told them about it. And so when I come back and it's not working, I have the opportunity to make them accountable. And if they're not, help them see what was wrong, why they didn't do it, and then move on from there.
It also ought to give them the opportunity to ask good questions then, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the other part of that communication. It's not only disclosure on my part, but it's also, it gives an openness for them to feel free to ask.
Right.
A lot of times, if you paint the rosy picture and an employee has something that doesn't look real rosy, they don't want to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're not going to tell you, not open up to you, you can't make sure that they're that they have everything they need. You can't invest more into them.
And so this would be a good time for them to say, well, you know what? What you just said, this is an area that I'm really good at. I've got some experience, but I have to be honest, that other thing, I don't have that, but I could learn it real quick. They could say something like that, for example.
Absolutely, and that's a perfect place for more investment, Jim, because you then make a decision based on knowing what you need. They know what they need as well. They come in, and you can already say, okay, you said you didn't have this area. I'm weak in that area. Here's some training. Go find training.
Right.
Go to the college. Go to other people in the industry. Get that training. I already know it, and that'll make us better.
And I like what you said about investment. I think it's appropriate to tell your employees when you're giving them training, when you're spending money on training, whatever it may be, it's important to say to them, I'm going to invest in you, because when I put it in your head, if when you leave me, you can take it wherever you want to go. So I think that's the right word to use. We're going to talk some more about this, folks. Very illuminating. Johnny LaRaw is our guest. He's Vice President and General Manager of Sage's Employer Solutions. That's Sage North America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.